Here in Matthew chapter 18, Matthew 18 verse number 1, let's read. At the same time, the disciples came unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted, okay, that's turn self about or reverse, okay, and what it is, it's being converted from self, the will of self, and become as little children. Except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Childlike faith. If you're here tonight and you're not saved, you need to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to repent of your sins and believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ in simple childlike faith. Not but, can he, is his promise good, will it really work? No, simple childlike faith. And we, as the Lord's people, we also need to serve the Lord and follow the Lord in simple childlike faith and not complicate it with our own philosophy, doctrine, thinking, humanistic input. We need to take what the Word of God says and what the Lord says and receive that and be content in it. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, may the Lord help us to hear that, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe unto the world because of offenses. Scandalon is the Greek word. I think you know what English word that gets to. It's talking about scandal, isn't it? Scandalize. Woe unto the world because of offenses. For it must needs be that offenses come. This thought has been on my heart for some weeks. The Lord Jesus Christ said that it is necessary, it must needs be that offenses come. But the offenses are going. So the offenses are going to come, brothers and sisters. How are you and I going to handle them? That is the test of what we believe. That is the test of the fruit of the Spirit that we manifest. That is the test of being a child of God. Do we all fail? Yeah. Is it a good excuse? No. Just get set. The offenses are going to come. One with another. From the world, circumstance and situation we can be offended by, operation of the church we can be offended by. We can even be offended by what the Lord says. We're subject to it. We got this old man strapped to us and he wants to raise up and do what he wants to do, what the world wants. So, there's a lot of ways to be offended. Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come. But woe to the man by whom the offense cometh. Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off. Are you offended at sin? I need to be offended at sin. Does the Lord want me cutting my hand off? Only if I would come to the point to say, if I got this hand on me, I'm going to keep on sinning. That's pretty extreme, isn't it? Amen. See, the new man is offended by all sin. Right. But the old man likes it. And the old man gets in the way of the new man. The Lord is explaining to us here and telling us how to what measures we ought to go to put sin out of our lives. Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. And of course, there is an application there in salvation, and the Lord's not teaching a work salvation, but he's telling how bad sin is. It's terrible. We always got to remember, brothers and sisters, sin is killing us. Sin is killing everybody in the house. Every single one of us. And when we as the people of God, we take sin or we allow for this sin or that sin or the other thing, the sin, we've got those private sins, those things that we just don't want to let go of, in a manner of speaking, those things that we just don't want to deal with, those things that are inconvenient to deal with, that sin is killing us. Killing us, taking us down and not taking us towards the Lord. He said, "And if thy eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes be cast into hell fire. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven." It's a warning for the children of God, those ministering spirits that are working and have worked on our behalf ever since we hit this earth. It's a warning. It's a warning by the Lord to the world. Don't mess with my people. You will answer to me for messing with my people. Verse 11, "For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost." Praise God for it. Amen. 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 "How think ye, if a man have 100 sheep," and he goes on and tells about that, "and some go astray," you know the account, "does he not go after that one," right? Verse 14, "Even so it is the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Even so it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish." Verse 15, offenses and forgiveness. Because what the Lord's going to teach us, and what the Lord's going to teach us and instruct us, is that offenses are going to come. You just get over it. As His children, how are we going to handle them? How are we going to handle them? Offenses from the world, hurt from those that are near to us and dear to us in our families, offense by our brothers and sisters in Christ. All different kind of directions. How are we going to handle it? He says, "Moreover, if thy brother," speaking about in the church, isn't it, "shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. And if he hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother." It doesn't say tell two or three. It says tell your brother. Tell your sister. Ensue and engage to do it privately. "I've offended you. You come to me first. Me." Maybe you're a woman. Maybe you can't just come to me privately. Okay? Maybe my wife needs to be there. Okay? Those things are there. We need to work that out. Maybe another man or your husband needs to be there as an example. But don't take the thing and don't take the offense and then drag it out into the world or drag it out even into other brothers and sisters in Christ before trying to take care of it as the Lord has given us guide and direction to do so. We got such a salacious society that even when we have been offended, we want the world to know it, don't we? Is the Lord pleased with that? He is not. He is not. Mark it down. When a brother or sister has offended me and then I go to somebody else and tell it, I've already dishonored the Word of God. The challenge that I have before me is go ahead and forgive them. But if I can't let it pass, the Lord's given a way to deal with it in the church. He says here, "Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. And if he hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that at the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established." It may be, the context here is that the one going is the one that's offended and the one that is right. It may be that you've offended me and I go to you and I'm wrong. That's a combination. It may be that both of us are wrong. And when it gets down to it, it may take our brothers and sisters in Christ to go ahead and tell both of us that we're wrong. The Lord knows what He's doing. He's made it simple because we need simple things and simple operation to be helped. And then it goes on. Verse 17, if you neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if you neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican, which is not one to be shunned, but one that's an unbeliever and one that is separated. And the reference there to the publican is one that sold out the nation. That's the idea and the thinking about the publican in the Lord's day. A tax collector that sold out his nation to collect taxes of his own. But does the Lord want us to shun them? No, they're disobedient, and we are to be a witness to the heathen from the standpoint that they need to be saved. Okay? That's what the Lord came to call, is sinners to repentance. So it's not shunning them, but change our witness towards them. Verse 18, verily I say unto you that whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. That's speaking about church authority. Even if it be that the church is so small that there's only two members. You know, you can't have a church with one member. You can have a church with two members. You can't have a church with one member. That's a child of God. But the Lord says here, if there's agreement in that, and you know there's another reference to this that clears it up for us, some and the others of the gospel. It said, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it will be done for them of the Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. That's just not talking about a prayer meeting out here on the field somewhere. That's talking about churches. That's the context and what the Lord has ended up with. In Luke chapter 17, take a look over here. Offenses and forgiveness. Was it not an offense for them to crucify our Lord and Savior? You bet it was. But you know what? It's my sin that put him there. And you know what? My sin is offensive most of all. Amen? Our sin put the Lord there, but it was an offense for them to take the Son of Glory, the King of Glory, and to kill Him. The one that's given us life, to kill Him. But the Lord was going to give His Son, and He worked it. And I'm thankful that He did. Here in Luke chapter 17, look what the Scripture says. Then said He to the disciples, it is impossible but that offenses will come. But woe unto him through whom they come. Don't be an offender. Don't be an offense bringer. Don't be one that offends anyone. Well, Brother Jim, sometimes the truth just offends people. Yeah, I know that. I'm talking, people don't need to be offended. I don't need to offend people because of Jim Duke, the man, the person, with my way, with my words, with my action. If that's of me, that's of the old man side of me. Does the new man sin? You brethren say no. The new man does not sin.
Right.
If the new man offends, you've got to take that up with God. But if the old man offends, that's my problem. That's my sin. So don't be an offender. By our way, by your and my way. May the Lord help us that we not be offenders. It's impossible that offenses will come, but that offenses will come. But woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. Now, is the Lord just talking about little children? Or is he talking about his children? Yeah, we get grown up, we get a lot of years on us, and we think that we maybe get old and experienced and crusty and able and have a great ability within ourselves. How do we stand up before our Lord and Savior? Nothing but a child. Amen. Brother Al Gormley went on to be with the Lord here recently. A great man of God and a man that knew the Bible, I believe. I don't say that with a question mark. That's a statement. But before God, he's a child. He's a son. And may the Lord help us to remember that. And the Lord says, the offense of my children, it's better than the one that offends. Go out and die. Okay, they're going to take you out there to the water. They got the millstone there. The rope's tied to it. They go ahead and tie up a noose on the end of that rope and they put it around your neck. And I don't want to be morbid, but that's what the Lord said himself. And then they take you out there. And I find it interesting where these words are used. Let's verify it here. And he cast into the sea. How do you pitch a rock? You kind of pitch a rock like that, don't you? How do you cast a rock? You put all you've got into it. They take you, they take me, the rope and the millstone, and out there into the sea. Not a pleasant thought. But you know what? That's better than offending a little one in Christ. Isn't that what the Lord said? It were better to him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he cast into the sea, and that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. It's simple. My brother trespassed against me, I'll go tell that one. No, that's not what the Lord says. The Lord says, tell him the truth. He says, yeah, I was wrong. I've gained my brother, amen? That's what the Lord wants. The Lord wants us estranged from our brethren or gathered to our brethren. He wants us together. He wants us in fellowship. And if you trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day, return again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. So now it's got to talking about us. And if I offend you, come tell me. Don't tell somebody else. Come tell me. Come tell me. And let's see if we can get it worked out. Amen. And if we can't get it worked out, maybe you've got to get some of my brethren and bring them to me that they can reckon it and reason it from the Scriptures and I get straightened out then. Or maybe you got to tell the church and have the church tell me the truth. And I submit to that. It's not the thinking of the world today, is it? The apostle said unto him, and right after this, in verse 5, the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you had the faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto the sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. That's what the Lord said. But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by when he has come from the field, go and sit down to meat, and will not rather say to him, make ready with where I may sup, pardon me, and gird thyself and serve me till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink. Doth he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I trow not. I don't think so. Man's got a servant. He's got a worker. They go out to the field. They work all day. They come in. And the master says, sit down here and I'll make you supper. You can eat. And then after that, you can make me something and feed me. That's not the way it works, is it? But the master goes in. It's just known the servant's going to make the meal, take care of the master. But he's been working all day. But he's the servant. The Lord says, get over it. I trow not. I don't think so, to put it in the modern day vernacular. The servant is just, it's just known that he's going to prepare and take care of the master. And then after that, he can eat himself. So what's that got to do with anything? Well, what did he just speak to him about? He said, talk to him about offenses. And then they made this request, Lord, increase our faith. And then he gives them this parable. Verse 10, verse 9. Doth he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I trow not. So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants, we have done that which was our duty to do. You know what's mine and your duty to do? Is to forgive. Just get over it. Just get over it. It's our duty to forgive and not be looking to feel good. Because feelings, are they associated with the new man? Feelings are associated with the old man. And I've preached it here before. And we are subject to feelings. We are subject to emotion. I'm not denying that. You know that we shouldn't be stoic. And that we live in this the way the Lord has created us. But when the apostles and the disciples there ask the Lord to increase our faith, it seems that they're asking for is we want to feel better about it. And the Lord says, just get over it. You may not feel better about it. But just go ahead and forgive your brother. Because I've commanded you to do it. And he says, when you've done all that I've commanded you to do, now who of us has done all? Raise your hand. Come on. Come on. Surely somebody of us have done everything that the Lord's commanded us to do. No, we haven't, have we? But when we get to that point, we're to say there, we've done that which is our, we're unprofitable servants at best. We've done that which is our duty to do. Get over feeling good about it. Don't look to be happy in the Lord. Look to be joyful in the Lord. Then your feel good won't be strapped to the circumstance and situation. You know why we ought to rejoice and be happy? Because God Almighty, the Lord Jesus Christ, has saved our souls and made us His own.
Amen.
And we need to obey Him. And trust Him in what He says. And what's He say? Forgive. Forgive. Matthew 11. Matthew chapter 11, verse number 1. And it came to pass when Jesus made an end of commanding His 12 disciples, He departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? John's got questioned. He's there in prison. It didn't go the way he would think. He wants to make certain that Jesus is the Messiah. That's what the Father had told him to come and do, and was reckoned by the testimony of John earlier in the early part of the Gospel of John. We see that. Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, and the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Offenses are going to come. Woe to the offender. Don't be one of them. But you know what? When you and I are offended, may we be quick to forgive. Especially in the household of faith. But may we be quick to forgive. And then the Lord says, don't be offended by me. We have trouble with that sometimes, don't we? Word of God offends us. The way of the Lord offends us. And we don't need to be offended by the Lord. The Lord and the truth is not an offender. Will the Lord and the truth offend the new man? Never. The new man rejoices in everything that's the Lord. But the Lord will offend the old man, won't he? May the Lord help us in that. Matthew 13. You know the parable here of the seed and the sower and the ground. We'll not review all that. But in Matthew chapter 13, verse number 21, here's the explanation about one of the soils. Yet hath he not... Let's back up. Verse 20. But he that received the seed in the stone into stony places, the second type of ground, the same as he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Sounds good. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. Is that going to be us? Are we going to be offended by the word? May God help us. We don't need to be offended by the Lord. And we don't need to be offended by the word. But there are those that are, aren't they? They're offended by the Lord and His doctrine. They're offended by the Word of God. May the Lord help us that we not be offended in that. There's going to be offenses that are going to come. Woe unto those that are the offenders. But when we as the children of God are offended, okay, when it's against us, may the Lord help us that we be quick to forgive, especially our brothers and sisters in Christ. Don't be offended by Jesus, and don't be offended by His Word, because they are that which we should never be offended by. Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6, verse number 17. Here the apostles are ordained of the Lord, and he came down with them and stood in the plain, the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him, and he healed them all. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, Blessed be you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Because you're going to be offended by that. You're going to be hurt by that. You're going to be troubled by that. When men separate you from their company. We've all had that done to us in one way or another, haven't we? We're over there. Right? We're over there. And they're over here. And they're talking about us. They don't want to engage us. They don't want to fellowship with us. They don't want to be around us. May the Lord help us that the only reason they would do that unto us would be for the Lord's sake. Not because of my way. Not because of my mouth. Not because of my poor attitude. But may the Lord help us that if there are those that are offended at us, may it only be for the sake of Christ. For the sake of the truth. For the sake of the Word. May we not be offended at Christ. May we not be offended at the Word. And if we are an offender, may it only be because of Christ. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, verse 22, when they shall separate you from their company, shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven, for in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. I've heard it said, and I understand that. I'm tired of them, blah, 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 blah. Okay? Make sure that whatever it is that you're talking about, or I'm talking about when I say that, is for the truth's sake, for the word's sake, and for the sake of Christ. And then rather than being tired about it, just go ahead and rejoice. I'm tired of these saying this, and these doing that, and those doing the other. Well, quit being tired about it. Evaluate and make sure that the reason that that is so is not because of the old man. And go ahead and just get to rejoicing when you review and you find and trust. I trust that it be that it's because it's for the sake of Christ. You hear what I'm saying? And just move on. Because the Lord says, when that happens, that separating from their company and that reproaching and casting out of the name is evil for the Son of Man's sake, lying, stomping and trashing your character, telling things that are nowhere in the wide world of sports true, just let it be. Forgive them. And rejoice. Because the Lord's noting it all. And the reward is great in heaven. Rejoice ye in that day and leap for joy. How many times the Lord say jump for joy? Well, this is about the only one. He says, leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven, for in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. But woe unto you that are rich, for ye have received your consolation. Woe unto you that are full, for ye shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for ye shall mourn and weep. Those that may laugh and just relish the hard thing, the wicked thing, the lies that they've told, and the situation that they maybe have brought upon you, and they laugh at it. They rejoice in it. The Lord says there's coming a time they won't be laughing. If you're a child of God and you've stood in the truth and the reason that they've done this to you or to us is for the sake of Christ, the Lord's going to reckon it. The Lord's going to take care of it. And it'll be meet recompense. It'll get the job done. Verse 25, woe unto you that are full, for ye shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for ye shall mourn and weep. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. There's a warning. And we don't need to go with vehemence just to stir people up and push their buttons. Well, may the Lord help us that we bear the truth well. If they get upset about the truth, then let them get upset. And forgive them for abusing us. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. Offenses and forgiveness. Unto him that smiteth thee on one cheek, offer also the other. To him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take away thy coat also. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and to him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as you would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if you do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if you lend to them whom you hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the Highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. He has been to me. And be ye therefore merciful. You know what mercy is? Not giving what somebody deserves. They deserve a chewing.
being merciful is not giving it to them. And of course, our estimation is they deserve a chewing from the old man. But see, what that is that's an exhibition of meekness, power under control. Just because you can, you don't. Just because you can, just because you can blast them, don't. Forgive them. Leave it with the Lord. Leave it with the Lord. Or if you do say something to them, make sure that it is in great control to represent the truth well. But not let the old man come out. Let it be the new man that speaks by the power of the Lord. Be ye therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet, withal it shall be measured to you again. Offenses and forgiveness. Offenses are going to come. Don't be an offender. Don't be offended by Jesus and His way, His doctrine, and His ministry, and His headship. Don't be offended by that. Don't be offended by His word. Don't be offended by that. When we're offended, let us forgive. Forgive. And let us be generous. Let us be merciful. Let us seek to be like the Lord. Let us be there and not seek to be justified by men, but stand there in the truth of God's Word, stand there in the blessing of the Lord upon our lives, and let us just be content to be justified by the Lord. Because see, if we're standing in the Lord and we're operating in the truth and we're doing what's right, isn't the Lord pleased? Isn't the Lord worshipped? Isn't the Lord honored? And won't the Lord take care of us? Yes, He will. He will. Offenses and forgiveness. You're here. If you're here tonight and you're not saved, you need the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. You need to come to the Lord Jesus Christ in repentance and faith. The only way for your sins to be taken care of and dealt with, the only way for you to be forgiven, is by the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. His blood applied to your sins. His blood applied to your soul. The washing of you by Him. Salvation's of the Lord. You can't save yourself. He commands you to come to Him. Repent and believe. Receive Him. Right where you are. Not up here. Not some other special place. Not responding at the time that we have the song, but go to the Lord right where you're at. And we pray that the Lord will help you in that. As His children, may the Lord help us always to represent Him well and be as the Lord Jesus Christ. On the cross of Calvary, our Lord and Savior said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And as servants, as children, let's not look to feel better about it. May the Lord just help us to be faithful. Amen? That's what we need to do. We just need to go forward in faith and not look for the warm, fuzzy feeling, but just go forth in faith.